Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Riverside resident Sheila Giro, who is receiving a Governor's Award for her 10 years of volunteer service she has done for the Senior Health Insurance Information Program.
Why did you start volunteering for that program?
Well, we had a family member who was one of the first, was in the first class of SHIP volunteers. And she would tell me, you need to retire from your job so you can volunteer for SHIP. So in 2007, I did take the SHIP training, which was, our training is done through the insurance division, the Iowa State Insurance Division. And at that time, we went to Des Moines for a couple day training, about three times, I believe. And then you become a SHIP volunteer, and we have updates every year. We have retraining so that we stay current on everything that is changing with whatever affects the senior health, the Medicare portion.
Could you give a description of what you do, your volunteer duties for SHIP?
For the most part, I see people who are going to retire. A lot of them have insurance that's available through their employer yet for retirees, but they want to look at and find out what their other options are if they just go out other than with their employer. And so what we do is walk them through the steps to make sure, like, that they have their Medicare, that they've been to the Social Security office, and they have everything set up. And then if they're interested in other insurance, we kind of guide them so that they know what to do, so that once they're on Medicare, they've got everything set up correctly.
What value has volunteering for SHIP, has it given you?
Well, when people come in, they're usually very confused. When you're getting close to 65, you get all kinds of mail from insurance companies. People don't understand what it is and what they're talking about. And so my goal is, when they leave, that they know what they're doing and they understand the mail that they've been getting. Now, right now, we're going into the second phase of our busiest part, and that is open enrollment for anyone who has a Part D prescription drug plan. Starting October 15th through December 7th, you can change plans to a different prescription drug plan. There is a program that we can run for them, and it will tell us which drug plan will work best for you, and if where you get your drugs, if that's the best place to go, or if there's cheaper options.
How many hours per week do you typically volunteer?
Just one morning a week, although I do take extra appointments during this open enrollment time.
And do you volunteer out of your home, or do you have to go somewhere to do this?
Mercy Hospital is my sponsor, which means that I see people at Mercy Hospital in Iowa City.
What has been your biggest takeaway from volunteering for SHIP?
Like I said, it's when people leave and they have this sigh of relief that they know what they need to do. Okay. And they're, thank you, thank you, thank you. What do I owe you? We're free. You can come back if you want to.
That's great. What were you doing before you had retired, before you started volunteering?
I was an insurance broker, but there are people in all different walks of life that become, I worked for an insurance broker, let me correct that. But there are people in all walks of life who become SHIP counselors.
Did your prior experience working in insurance prepare you for volunteering for SHIP?
Actually, I was billing a block of business for a broker, so I knew insurance. I dealt with insurance company, but I really wasn't in the insurance understanding coverages and things. I was familiar with terminology and things like that, which helped, but it definitely, I didn't walk in there and think, wow, I got this down pat, because it takes a little bit.
How does it feel to be receiving this award from the governor and to get the nomination that you did?
Well, I've been volunteering for 10 years. It's very rewarding. It's nice to receive the award, but I do it even without the award. I have a phone number in case anybody wants to find out if there's a SHIP volunteer close by. You know, like if they think they need to see a SHIP volunteer, they can call this number and they will tell you the nearest SHIP person or where the nearest SHIP services are. And that number is 800-351-4664.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Riverside resident Sheila Giro. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.